A Jewish Journal article. Amidst Iran's strike on Israel, no credible threats to Los Angeles, LAPD says. In response to Iran's retaliatory strike against Israel on April 13, the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, said, "No credible threats were facing the Los Angeles Jewish community at this time." The LAPD is closely monitoring the developments between Iran and Israel, LAPD said in statement on Saturday at approximately 4:30 p.m. "While there are no credible threats to Los Angeles at this time, we are committed to ensuring safeguards to houses of worship and sensitive areas throughout all communities in Los Angeles." Likewise, the Jewish Federation Los Angeles Community Security Initiative, CSI, was closely monitoring the situation and working with our law enforcement partners to identify and protect our local community from any local threats, Jewish Federation Los Angeles President and CEO Rabbi Noah Farkas said. "So far, no threats have been identified." In an unprecedented action, Iran launched a direct strike from its own soil against Israel on Saturday night. Iran described the attack as a response to Israel's alleged deadly strike against an Iranian consulate building in Damascus, Syria on April 1. During what were the early Sunday morning hours in Israel, the skies above Jerusalem and the West Bank, among other areas, lit up as a barrage of drones and cruise missiles launched by Iran flew toward Israel. Most Iranian weapons appeared to be intercepted by Israeli and U.S. defensive systems, including Iron Dome, according to news reports. Several local Jewish organizations condemned Iran's attack while reiterating support for Israel. "This attack by Iran against Israel is alarming and frightening," Jewish Federation Los Angeles said. "The launch of hundreds of drones and missiles further underlines the fact that the people of Israel are under constant threat. Our federation and the Jewish community of Los Angeles stand in unequivocal solidarity with our homeland. We are working with our partners on the ground in Israel to ensure the people of Israel have our full support and the necessary resources. Israel will survive this attack and our global Jewish family will stand together as one as we pray for peace." Check this space for updates.